morning. Good morning. Welcome to our contemporary time of fellowship. We're going to be studying a little bit in Romans chapter 8. Probably a well-known passage, but we're just going to explore it a little bit more. I apologize if my ears are a little not hearing everything correctly. I'm still kind of getting over not feeling well on Wednesday, but hey, I'm with you this morning. We're going to worship the Lord. A reminder of all kinds of things. Some of our folks might be at Hope Crossing this morning, celebrating with them. Evanswood and Hope Crossing are together. We're here worshiping. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock. They're having some special music they had last night. They have some special music today. And then tomorrow, we're going to be over helping with the parade. There's going to be face painting. There'll be a bounce house and hot dogs and potato chips and water and all kinds of things there, and we'll watch the parade. But we'll be over there tomorrow morning. Yours truly will be helping cook hot dogs. Wednesday night, we'll have no Bible study this week. I apologize. We'll catch up on Jonah chapter 4 here in another week or so. But we won't have Wednesday night due to Memorial Day and the holiday, so we kind of try to take that Wednesday off to give people a little bit of a breather. Look at your website, BethanyChurchOfGod.org, for all the activities, all the upcoming events, and all of the things. We did post the June calendar. We posted the bulletin for today, so everything is there for your benefit. And today we're going to be studying a little bit about the call of God. This morning we're talking a little bit about the love of God. What a surprise. God is love. And we'll look at that from Romans chapter 8. But before we do that, we're going to begin with a time of song. We'll play our first song, and then we'll celebrate in a word of prayer.
Anytime a heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know.
Yeah.
Father, we pause and thank you. We thank you that we live in a generation and time that, God, you are on the move. Father, you are moving in the hearts of men and women. You are moving in the life of the church. You are moving in our nation. You are moving everywhere, God, that we can see your hand. And Father, all it takes is just a moment to pause, a moment to reflect, a moment to look around us, and we can see the evidences of your hand at work. We know, God, that you are moving not only in the life of people. Father, as I watch and I see generations, God, I see the young and I see the old worshiping God. Father, what an opportunity it is to gather, to recognize that, God, you are still on the move. And Father, you are calling us. And that is the whole emphasis, God, of this day, not only of your love, but of a call. And God, we are reminded on this Memorial Day Eve that as we pause tomorrow, there'll be parades, there'll be celebrations, but we are reminded, God, of the men and women, not only outside of the church in the secular environment, but in Christendom, Father. We are reminded of the gift that you gave to us and how you gave us life and gave it eternal because you gave your only self. We pause today to reflect on those that have gone on before us. We pause to give thanks for the lives that have made it possible that we can enjoy what we celebrate today. And Father, we pray that we'll never forget the gift of love, the price that was paid. Never forget the life and the lives that have gone on before us that have brought to us the gospel that we know today. We thank you for the investment. We thank you, God, that you loved us enough and sent your only Son. So we pause to reflect on that. And Father, we ask your blessings upon those who are still serving, those who are still struggling, those who are active, regardless of what concept or what place or what position. Father, we pray that you'll bless them today. We pray that you'll bless this message today, God, that it will go forth in power, that it will go forth with your presence, and that you'll bless it. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. As we celebrate today, we're looking at Romans chapter 8. And we're going to look at Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. And he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword?" And he goes on to say, "No, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." He said, "For I am convinced." Now, this is Paul talking to the church at Rome. And he said, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." May God add a blessing to the reading of that word. I ask you in our prayer time this morning, before we pray and before we expound a little bit on the scriptures, that you'll keep in mind the churches today that are worshiping together and celebrating, that those who are up today for Memorial Day and the celebration, for those that are working, those that are giving their lives, we pray for them. We pray for our church. We want to keep Suzanne and Louie in our prayers, Charlotte in our prayers. We want to keep a couple of friends of ours, one of them, my buddy Rob, who has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and the challenges that is going on in Rob's life. We want to keep the Pentecostal church in Bungoma, Kenya. We want to keep my brother, Pastor Salim, in Kangoma, Kenya. We want to keep the church of God alive and active, and the upcoming activities. There's a lot to be in prayer about, much to be thought about. There's a lot of prayer requests listed. Boy, there's one right on the tip of my tongue, and I'm sure I'll remember it in a few moments. My wife was reminding me. We were talking about it on the way to church this morning. Who was that, Beth? She's not near me, so there was one we needed to put on the prayer request. The Kelly family that Suzanne had sent to me, a couple others that I needed to put on there. I'll get it here in a second. My mind is trying to run through the gamut here, but we want to keep those prayer requests in place. And the families that, who is it that I missed this morning that we wanted to put on the prayer list? Huh? Oh, Mark's church, Rosalind, their worship leader. Rosalind was admitted to the hospital this past week, and they believe she might have had a heart attack, but we're not 100% certain of the details. But keep Rosalind in your prayers and keep Mark and Evanswood in our prayers. That's enough of prayer requests. We want to sing together and rejoice and prepare for prayer, and then I'll expound on the scripture today. Let's celebrate in music.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what. Trampled on the ground.
Father, what a privilege and what a joy it is, Father, to know that above all kingdoms, above all powers, above all thrones and above all dominions, you stand. You stand alone as God, God of God and King of kings and Lord of lords. And God, no matter what this world around us may bring, no matter what we may face, whether we face hardship or persecution, whether we face joys or triumphs or challenges, you, God, alone are worthy of our praise. And you, God, alone are worthy of all the praise. Father, above all, you gave your life that we might find peace and joy. And just like that rose that was trampled, God, you stood above that. And even when the world tried to persecute you and crucify you and hide you behind a stone, you rose beyond that. You came out of the tomb. And you are alive and well today. And we worship you, God, knowing full well that no matter what we face, God, there are times and circumstances that it will be more than what we can handle. There'll be family issues. There'll be health issues. There'll be crises of financial. There'll be crises of faith. And yet, God, you are above all of that. And you know, because you know exactly what we go through. You know the journeys, for you yourself went through a multitude of things because you cared about us. And today, God, as you care about us, remember the fallen. Remember those who are gone. Remember those who have given. Remember those who are serving. Remember those martyrs, those who have given their lives so that the gospel may go forward. Remember the voices, God. Remember the cry that comes from the wilderness. Remember it all, God. Remember that you alone are the reason we do all the things that we are doing. Remember that, God, as we go forth, you have already gone ahead of us. And Father, I pray that as you have gone on before, that you know the needs of the body this morning, whether it be Roslyn, who is in the hospital, whether it is Evanswood and Hope Crossing, who are working together, whether it is Tom over at Chippewa Valley, whether it is Bethany, whether it is the Pentecostal Church in Bungoma, Kenya, whether it is Pastor Salim in Kangoma, Kenya, Father, that you will bless and you will go forth and you will bring together the people of God. And Father, I pray that you will anoint them and anoint the power of your word today. We continue to pray for Charlotte, God, that as she watches and celebrates with us, that you'll bless her, Father, that you'll fill her life, that you'll multiply the blessings. Father, that you will pour out your spirit upon her, that she may see your presence. For Suzanne and Louis, God, I continue to pray for their healing and restoration, for strength on Suzanne, for your blessings on their home and with them. We pray for the needs of this body. I pray for my friend Rob. God, that as he goes through the phases, Father, that you'll be near to him and you'll touch him. We continue to pray for the multitude of needs that are listed in our bulletins. For family, not only close, but far away. We pray for the church, God. And we ask this morning that even though you were crucified and laid behind a stone, you are alive and well today, and that we would worship you, God. I pray, God, in a little while as we celebrate this call of God from Isaiah, I pray that you'll bless our worship. Bless our worship leader coming today, Father, that you'll anoint him with your presence, God, that today we'll celebrate the love of God. Father, be in this message and the time that we spend, and I will thank you and I'll praise you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. For all this, we ask in the power of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. To you be glory, honor, and grace right now. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Sorry about my coughing. My voice is a little rough still. Paul is reminding us in the scripture this morning about a love. And he says that I'm convinced that in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Now, we recognize the power of God's love. Paul is trying to bring together to the church at Rome. Who can separate us from that love? And we find that we live in a world today that things want to separate us from each other. I just had this conversation with someone the other day, and they were talking about family and how that it's important to bring family together. No matter how hard we try, some things get in the way. I remember a long time ago, Beth and I, we were in a rental car, and we were driving on a trip, and there was one of these boxes or cubby holes in the center, and she said, you know, it's interesting. When we got married, we were together, and now every time we go somewhere, there's always something in between us. Now, that might be silliness in a sense that they've made vehicles with a cubby hole and a unit that you can rest your arm on and place your coffee, but there's always something between us. In the early days when they made the cars, they were all one seat. You had three passengers that fit in the front seat, three passengers or more that would fit in the back seat. And you had a seat belt for each one. Now, it wasn't like they had today, but today they brought convenience and they've set something in between us. And Paul is giving us that illustration. There's always going to be something that's going to challenge our faith. And Paul said here that even though I'm away from you, we know that Paul is doing his prison ministry and the church at Rome is struggling. And Paul said there might be circumstances, whether I'm in prison, whether I'm away, whether I'm shackled, whether I'm going through hardship, that I'm convinced that nothing is going to separate us from God's love. So Paul is trying to tell the church, be encouraged today. Be encouraged in the fact that God is love, and that no matter what you and I face, no matter where we are going, God has already gone on before us. And then he throws in this little verse. Now in all of these things, and he reverts back to this passage that says, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep as to the slaughter. And Paul is saying, because of that, he wants the church to be reminded today that we are more than conquerors. That no matter what we go through, God still loves us. Now, I must say, there are times in my life that I'm truly convinced that I wonder at times, does God still remember me? Does He still love me? And you're going to say, well, Pastor, that you're not supposed to think that. Well, there are times in my life that you go through circumstances, you wonder, how much more can you endure? How much more is going to come your way? What else is going to go on? What other challenges are you going to face? And Paul is saying, look, the church at Rome, that we're considered sheep led to the slaughter. And he's referring all the way back to Christ. And this whole idea is that he's convinced that you and I are more than conquerors. Now, we could just stop there, and we could grant that acclamation, and we can accept it, and we can stand on the truth that we are more than conquerors. And, boy, we can conquer the world, and we've conquered all kinds of things. We've conquered death. He's conquered the grave. He's conquered sin. He's conquered hunger. He's conquered thirst. He's conquered the powers to be. And he has conquered all things, and he is now at the right hand of the Father. So he reminds us that you and I are more than conquerors, that we rest in the convincing power that we are conquerors. But then he goes on to say, now wait a minute. As because of that, and because of his love, God's nature is to love us. And he says, for I am convinced, now here's this whole list, that we can truly say to ourselves that whether I go through and whether I face death or I face life, whether I have an angel or a demon, neither the things present nor something to come in the future, nor any powers, nor height or depth or anything else in creation, none of these things are going to be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. What a powerful statement. So first of all, I'm a conqueror. Second of all, there's nothing that I am going to face that can separate me from God. God is love, He loves us today, and He is always with us. God's given us the greatest and the gravest sin that we could ever face. God still loves you and I. I heard this saying, God separates us from our who for our do. Now that sounds kind of weird, but God separates us from the who we are to our do. And what we may have bad moments doesn't make us bad people in God's eyes. Isn't that amazing that He instantly forgives us when we ask Him? He remembers our sin no more. He hears even our softest whisper of remorse. We need never shout across, I love this, A.W. Tozer writes, we need never shout across the spaces to an absent God. He is nearer than our own soul, closer than our most secret thoughts. Wow. What a power is summed up in these words this morning, that God loves us, that we are conquerors, and nothing can separate us. If that is the case, then why do we have so much problems with each other? If God loves us enough that nothing can separate us, why shouldn't we carry the same emphasis to the people we meet, to the strangers, to the foreigners, to the aliens, to the marginals, to the widows, to the oppressed, to those who are homeless, to those who are without, to those, for a matter of fact, who have given their life, who have gone through abuse, who have been tortured, who have gone through horrible atrocities at the hands of giving us freedom. Love the people around you. And love those as God loved you and I. What a call today on this eve of Memorial Day to remind us that love is still alive and well. And I pray that that'll invest in you, that as God remembers our sins no more, we are conquerors and nothing can separate us. Let's close this time with a song and then a word of prayer.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause sin's all that's stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. About my Jesus, oh.
Father, this morning, thank you. If there's one person who can do it, you can, God. If there's anyone that we can depend on, it's you, God. If there's anyone that can bring about change, conquering, healing, restoration, it is you, God. I pray that today we will put our full trust in you and that your grace and mercy will have its way. Bless your people today, God. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day. Go in His peace.